Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. My friends, hello, happy Friday. I hope you're doing well. I'm excited for today's conversation. Man, I got to talk with my friend Sky Reedy, who I met a little while back. We were recording with One House Worship, which is the music collective that I'm a part of. And we were recording a song that she wrote with some of the team. And it's really all about just her journey with healing. And she shares a bit of her testimony about physical healing. And when I got to meet her and just talk with her a little bit, and her and her husband prayed over me because I shared a little bit about my journey with physical healing. And there was just a tenderness to her that I was really drawn to. And you could just tell she just so carried the presence and the heart of God with her. And that was what was just so impactful for me. And I was like, I got to get this girl on the podcast because her story is just so inspiring. And I just know that so many of us will be encouraged by it. And it was funny because the morning that we recorded it, I actually woke up and I was not feeling good at all. And I was like, if she needs to reschedule, I would not be mad. But the funny thing is, God is so good because I was like personally so encouraged and edified after having that conversation with her. I was like, thank you, God. I so needed that. It lifted up the rest of my day. And so I just pray that you are encouraged. I pray that you would just be so edified like I was, that her story would inspire you. It would encourage you. It would build you up. And so I love you guys and enjoy. All right. Well, I'm so excited to have you, Sky, because we were just talking obviously before I started recording, but we met not too long ago. And it was for a brief moment, but I was so impacted by you just so quickly because we recorded a song with One House Worship, and it was so amazing. And I'd heard the song, and then I met you in person, and I was like, okay, yeah. This is like, it's like there was already oil on the song. And then when you led it, I was like, ah, that's just amazing. But so thank you so much for doing this with me and hanging.
I'm so excited. I know. I feel like we didn't get enough time that day to really hang out. And
yeah.
And yeah, it's, I don't know, just the connection with you guys and with the church and, and that song has just been so, so sweet. And
yeah,
I mean, I can tell a little bit more about that later, but
yeah,
that's a song that I had been wanting to write for years. And just the fact that it ended up with you guys. And I think it's just powerful. Like the fact that even if you don't hear the story behind the song, I feel like you can feel it's still powerful. And I don't know, just the crew that came together to write that song and birth that message is just so special. And you guys carrying it as well has been so special. And I'm just grateful for the way it all worked out. So
yeah, no, totally. Well, and so I just wanted to start a little bit just learning. I know you a little bit, but this is actually the first time I'm talking to somebody. I really don't know a ton about your story. So I'm just excited. And I know it's like an ominous question, but would love for you just to share a little about like your background. Even just before, up until now, kind of where you grew up and a little bit about your story.
Yeah, well, the very short version.
Yeah.
Because there's a very long version.
I believe it.
The very short version is that I am a Florida native. I'm from Tampa. And I grew up there. I was born there. And when I was very, very young, like 2 or 3, got really sick and along with some other family members and was diagnosed with a very debilitating autoimmune disease. Took the doctors a couple years to diagnose us, but by the time they kind of figured out what was going on, I was very sick. And I was raised in the church. My parents were both believers, and we had been going to this amazing church, and I had started singing at a really young age. And so I grew up singing in choir and singing at my church. And as I got older and my family continued to deal with this sickness, other churches started hearing our testimony and just what we'd been walking through, and knew that we were believers and just kind of standing in faith and just, you know, fighting these major battles with illness. And so I started getting invited to go around to churches and tell my testimony and and sing. And so that's how I kind of started getting into music professionally. Started traveling and just doing different things. I ended up kind of crossing over into inspirational and like pop music, and was still managing my illness while traveling a good amount at a very young age. And it was all very much a God thing. It was just opening doors, and I was very young and didn't really know what was going on or what I was really getting into. And so, I was doing a lot at a young age. And meanwhile, my mother, who had been really affected by the illness, was getting sicker and sicker. And so by the time I was 15, I think I was about to sign a record deal with a major pop label. And my mom took a turn for the worst, and ended up passing away my junior year of high school, and I was 16. And I think that everything that my family had walked through up until that point had just kind of hit a breaking point for me then, and I decided to walk away from music. I wasn't sure where I stood with my faith. I knew that I believed in God, but I think that I was really doubting the goodness of God in that moment. And, so I stopped going to church, and I was just sort of floating around for a while. And my dad said, "You are moving to Tennessee and you're moving to Nashville and going to music school." And I was like, cool. Yeah. Great. I'll get out of here. And in Florida's really funny. Everybody's just kind of living for the beach, living for the weekend. And when I was younger, I thought that was so silly. I was like, I want to go, you know, go make a career or something. And I didn't know how wonderful a life it is just to go to the beach all the time.
Right.
I do now. Now I'm like, y'all are smart.
Right. They figured it out.
Yeah, they did. So I moved to Nashville, and, you know, right before I left my senior year of high school, so funny to look back how God was just, his hand was over me all along and protected me and kept me safe all along during that time. And I went on this senior trip from my high school, and I remember the Lord speaking very clearly to me that that he was still there and that he still had a plan for my life. And I think at the time I was just sort of like, okay, I don't know if I'm ready, but I hear you. And so I came to Nashville, and I think my heart had softened a lot, and ended up starting to go to church with a very dear friend of mine, and just got completely wrecked by the love of God in a young adult service. And I think it was my sophomore year of college, and just had honestly a really powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit, and a really deep moment of healing, and and had a lot of very real trauma that I don't know if I would have labeled it that at the time, but just had a very powerful experience where I was sitting in church and the pastor said, "You can hold on to your pain or you can hold on to God, but you can't hold on to both." And that's something I've shared with a lot of people, but I don't know, even just talking with you about like your whole platform and what you talk about, what you're passionate about, it just, I feel like there are things that the Lord can do in his presence, in his manifest presence, there are healings that can happen in a moment that can take years. And I just remember releasing a lifetime of pain in that moment and really inner healing. And it was funny because looking back, the inner healing is what started the physical healing for me and my story. And I didn't know how much those two were related at the time. I had no idea, but that was kind of the beginning of me going on a really deep healing journey. And I met my husband shortly after that at school, and he was the one who said, you should get back into music. And I kind of laughed at him and then later went, okay, maybe. Maybe I actually do like this. And again, my heart was, I was trying to protect myself, I think, as we do when we walk through stuff. And God was just softening, you know, slowly. And it would be like such a small yes every time of, okay, maybe I'll open myself up to that. But I just, you know, was walking into this season of opening up again and reconnecting. And I realized that music was a part of that, and it was connected to God. And it was my language for how I communicated with my Father, my Heavenly Father. And so there was a lot I had to work through in that. But my husband, Blaine, was also the first person who really started to teach me about healing. You know, I'd heard a lot of different things growing up in the church, and I was exposed to a lot of different church environments and denominations when I was younger through traveling. But I don't think that I had really settled in my heart what I believed about healing. And I think that's because I really didn't know the word of God about healing, and I hadn't really spent time for myself. You know, reading through those scriptures and really getting to know the heart of God for, you know, what he thought about healing. And so for some reason, I just felt prompted to kind of camp out in the Gospels. And I read every testimony of healing that I could find.
I love that.
I think I shared this at the recording. That day was such a blur, but I got to this story of the woman with the issue of blood, and I found a translation where it said, and she had spent all of her money on doctors. And that hit me so deeply because I grew up in, I was in doctor's offices more than I was at friends' houses, and in hospitals. And if it wasn't for me, it was for my mom or someone else in my family. And and I just felt that deeply on so many levels. And you know, when it says the Lord healed her, I saw myself in that story for the first time, and the word of God became so real. I saw myself in the Bible and just heard the Holy Spirit say, this is for you. This is you. If I did it for her, I will do it for you. So I just started to hold on to that. And, you know, one thing that Blaine told me that was really a game changer is, you know, when the Lord gives you a promise, believe it and hold on to it and stand on it. And I started learning how to speak things out over myself, not in a name it and claim it way, but in a standing on the word of God and standing on his promises and confessing truths with my mouth. And so, you know, we just started declaring in our home, like, I am healed and whole and the Lord is healing me. And, and let me tell you, that was such a shift for me. Cause that's not a language or a discipline that I grew up with. And I'm a really, like, I want to know where it says it in the word of God. And I don't want to do something just because it's a Christianese thing or it's a cultural thing. And so I think learning, you know, the theology behind all of it was so important for me. But I just remember that in that season, something really started to shift. And this was over a couple of years. And in the meantime, alongside of that, while all this is going on, I had started getting back into music and I was just doing background vocals. I didn't want to be an artist. And I had told everyone I didn't want to be an artist. Uh-huh. I was very adamant about it.
Yeah.
But I had started traveling. I was touring. I was doing stuff in Christian music and country and pop and was doing a lot of session work for, mm-hmm. I don't know if your listeners, they probably know what that is because
you a do little a bit. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, it's like singing on albums and records and things like that.
Yeah.
And was having an amazing time, but you know, all the while, still that healing journey, the Lord was really healing my heart. And
yeah.
And Blaine and I were actually talking about moving out to LA. And we took a trip out there, and I had kind of connected with a couple people, and we were just talking about what it would look like for us to come out there. And mm-hmm. I remember just, again, feeling the Holy Spirit say, you need to get on a plane and go home. Mm. I have something for you in Nashville. You are not supposed to be here right now.
Wow.
And I got on the plane and, again, just had another massive encounter with the love of God. Mm. And he said, you need to go back into doing your own music. And that was such a scary moment. And yeah. I, you know, being an artist when I was younger, I knew what the life was like. I knew what it required. I knew the sacrifice and also just the living as a completely whole and authentic person.
Yeah.
And I had basically shut off a part of myself for years. Mm. And so I knew what he was asking me to do was basically reveal all of myself to him again and start healing in an even deeper way than I had already done.
Yeah.
And so one of the prayers that I prayed was, okay, if I'm going to go back into being an artist, I need to be completely healed because I'm already touring. I know physically what this, you know, is going to require of me.
Yeah.
And I had, my health had gotten better at that point, but I was still dealing with a lot. So anyways, I'll never forget after a couple, honestly, I can't remember if it was months or years that we had been declaring that healing.
Yeah.
Blaine and I were sitting at home and we were watching a service of a church online, and I'll never forget just feeling the presence of God come on me. And feeling this chronic fatigue that I had my entire life just lift in a moment and hearing the Holy Spirit say, I'm healing you right now. And and Blaine was there with me, which was really sweet. And, you know, I've been to the doctor. I have the doctor's reports and just, you know, just such a testimony to what he's done. And, you know, There was a moment where I felt something very tangible, but it was over years of praying and learning and healing that really just the full restoration came.
Wow.
So I feel like I learned so much in the process, and the Lord like opened a door back into artistry after that. And I started traveling around with Michael W. Smith leading worship. I had been doing background stuff with him for a while, and then I made a switch and started leading worship with him, and got to do some really impactful things and be in some just really heavenly spaces and rooms with people all over the world, and stuff that I would have never been able to do. You know, if I was struggling with health. So I'm just grateful that I got to see glimpses of heaven, you know, on this side of eternity, and so grateful for that time with him. But so now these days I'm just out on my own leading worship and releasing music, and we're busy and doing a lot and learning how to manage it and balance it all. And, you know, still keep peace the main thing in our home. That was not the short version.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you didn't do the short version. I love that.
I just am like, I've been talking for 20 minutes.
No, perfect. And yeah. I've been taking notes as you've been talking because I'm like, I gotta make sure I ask this. That's so good. You're like, I wasn't texting. I was taking notes. No, that's like, really good. No, I love that. I think that part that you talk on is so powerful about you experienced inner healing before you experienced some maybe physical symptom healing. And I know it's different for everybody and God works so differently in everybody's story. Yeah. But I think there's that kind of healing that everybody is somehow desiring, whether it's emotional healing or physical or whatever, where it's like, we want this in an instant. And I don't think there's anything bad about that or like a sinful desire to be healed immediately. But I think, that's really powerful that you bring that up because it is, I think it can be really difficult. I've experienced some physical symptom relief, but there's still things that I'm like still really interceding for. And so in my own journey, it's like, okay, God, I've seen you've done this. And so sometimes just in my honest walk with God, I'm like, but like, why haven't you done this yet? Like, can you please? Or like, why is it taking so long to get here? And you said you kind of walked away. Have you noticed, and I'm sure you have, but like, how has your leading or just your worship as just your own personal time, not a worship leader as the vocation, but like you just as a child of God, and then also in the vocation of leading worship, like how have you noticed a shift in that?
I think I've learned a lot about declaration. Like declarative prayer, declarative worship, and even just confessing. I think is such a huge, I've spent a lot of time studying like Levitical worship and David and all that kind of stuff. And then going from there into the Gospels and just seeing the importance of prayer and how being a worship leader really is just being a prayer leader. And so, you know, obviously that starts in your own personal time of worship. And I think as worship leaders, just learning how can we be the most fully authentic versions of ourselves before the Lord in the secret place so that we can take that, you know, out into our congregations and learn how to do that in a gentle way that encourages people and gives them language for what to take home, you know, for the week when they leave the building. And that, I think, declarative prayer and prophetic worship has been so important and massive for me in this season. I mean, and I, you know, I haven't shared this with anybody other than my husband and my little prayer group that I have. But right when we started talking about recording in the Mighty Name, I started to get really sick and had something weird going on and could not figure out what was going on. And fast forward a year, I go to a lot of holistic doctors now just to, that's my route that I like these days. But some things that I had been taking, I think my body had healed and wasn't needing anymore. And then very sick, which is amazing that, you know, my body's healing. But, but in that, I got really sick for a couple of months. And I just remember the Lord teaching me how to declare things over myself. And I'd look in the Gospels and I would see every time Jesus would heal somebody, it was different. You know, there's no 1-2-3 method for how he did it. Really what it was praying with the Father. And what does this specific situation require? Does this one require fasting? Maybe it does. And you know, so I feel like I learned so much more about healing in the last year than ever in my life. And and so in my own personal time, I would just start declaring and singing things over myself and not just promises that I read, you know. And because obviously every promise is true, but really I love that the Rhema word of the, you know, the right now word and just praying, okay, God, what is it that you are wanting me to pray right now? And I have started pulling those things and, you know, feeling the Holy Spirit press on certain things when I'm with people and in a more congregational setting. But I just think there's something so powerful about intercession as a congregation and something that I am really focusing on more as a, you know, a leader these days. I'm learning a lot about it right now.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good. It's, I think, cause I can sometimes, I think as a worship leader, so a lot of my pain still is in my throat. So a lot of, so when I'm leading worship, it's very painful. And so I'm really learning how to, figure out how to like just really tune in and access God and not being focused on my own self, right? Especially when I'm leading a congregation. When I'm by myself, it can be different. But it's like, it's an interesting process of learning how to, trust and hear God, in the midst of battling different things. And you had mentioned you didn't really know what your beliefs were on healing. And I wonder, and I'm just asking that this because I know a lot of people who do listen to this struggle with, chronic pain or even emotional and stuff. And so do you think that your thoughts about healing had any part of playing like a delay, and not a delay because God's timing is always perfect, but like not being healed maybe quite when you had hoped you had?
That's such a good question and such a real question. Yeah. And like the important stuff that people don't talk about and need to hear about. I want to answer this well.
Yeah, it's a big question. And I literally thought of it as you were talking. So
it's so good. It's so good. I think there's a lot of mystery in life that I've had to embrace walking through certain things. This is a Bill Johnson quote that I love, and he always says, like, don't create a theology around disappointment. Which was so huge for me because I definitely grew up in circles where people would say things, classic things of like, well, is there sin in your life or in your family line, or, you know, just like digging for answers. And I really just felt a prompting from the Lord to let all of that go and give myself more grace and to, instead of focusing on the delay or the whys, I had to shift my heart and learn how to keep digging for faith and hope.
Wow.
You know, that scripture, hope deferred makes the heart sick, just like gets me in my gut. Because if there's anything that I have struggled with as a human being, it is, I don't know that it's necessarily my faith being wounded, but I think my hope has been wounded many times.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm sure we have all experienced, and I've learned as a Christian and just as a believer in my walk with the Lord that I have to constantly, every day, just come to Him and confess and be honest where I'm at so that I can move that out of the way and get close to Him again. Because that's where the healing comes from. It's drawing near to Him. Draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. And and so I love that quote by Bill. It's always really challenging for me.
Yeah.
Because there have been many times that I have wanted to set up camp and be like, well, this is why this happened. And, you know, even with losing a parent, you know, I'll never forget just sitting and talking with Michael one time and just talking about people passing before their time and, and searching for answers. And, you know, I've always just really felt, and in that moment just felt the Lord say, like, you're not supposed to have the answer to that. You know, there's just, there are greater things at work here, and, you know, don't set up a theology around sickness. So I'm really challenged in my own life to do that. That's a personal thing. But I mean, these are very very deep things to talk about. And
yeah,
so such an awesome thing to talk about. Not just in a one-on-one situation, because, you know, there are deep things in the Lord and mysteries that we're supposed to search out and, mm-hmm. and hear his heart on. And
yeah.
And it's really important to talk about stuff like this.
Yeah. That's really good. You talk about the hope deferred. I think for me, I think as well, like my faith, I haven't been like a Christian my whole life. I labeled myself an atheist in high school, but really it was just because like, yeah. I wasn't an atheist, but I like, cause my parents are pastors. So I was like, yeah. I had to, you know, walk away. But yeah. I wasn't doing anything different. I was just same floating, living my life. Like,
girl, me too.
You know, just, man. But like, I think, when I really did come back into just walking with Jesus and surrendering my heart, I think for me the biggest thing has been I heard Mia Field talk about this on a podcast, and she talked about God was saying that she didn't trust him, and she was like, no, I trust you, like it's these other things I don't trust. And he was like, no, it's me you don't trust. And wow. Ever since I know. And she was talking about she gives her testimony of her story of marriage and meeting her husband and stuff like that, and
yeah,
and so, yeah, and I when I listened to that, I heard God just be like, yeah, it's pretty similar with us. I was like, oh, no, you're so ouch. Right. Yes, because I think especially in the healing realm, I think I've had so much faith and belief for other people. But when mm-hmm. it comes to my own story, I'm like, okay, Lord, maybe I'm going to be on the other side of glory, you know, things like mm-hmm. that I can turn it into maybe like a romantic spiritual thing of like, God's just going to use me to like really show people how to endure or like different things like that. When really yeah. it's like, oh gosh, I think I just don't trust that he's going to heal me.
That is so huge. That was honestly I wouldn't be here right now without my husband. Let me just say that. I mean, he has such faith for healing mm-hmm. and such a gift for wow. it, and taught me so much. And you know, even this last year, I mean, I spent months just struggling and feeling, I mean, I just had moments where I felt like my body was just falling apart. Mm. And I've been through some stuff, and this just really rocked me. But every time, I mean, he was so unwavering in his faith. I would come to him just completely discouraged, and he would just be like, no, it's like the Lord's will is in heaven as it is on, or I'm like, I'm getting that scripture wrong, but heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. And there's no sickness in heaven. Mm. And it so messes with our thinking. And I think what it does is it challenges us to go deeper into the Word of God and make sure that we are really standing on his truths and not just standing, especially for us who, you know, have parents who've been in the faith, or, you know, generations who've been in the faith, or we're just, you know, learning things from church. It really challenges us to go into the Word of God and make sure that what we're standing on is true, and it's not just name it and claim it. Like this is the heart of God is for healing.
Right.
And you know, I feel like I learned a completely different side of his healing in this last season of standing in a season where, okay, you're healing me every day. There's this isn't an instant moment that has come. Like, this is something that you're doing. And you know, I feel led to share this, especially, I don't know, with you. The biggest moment for me when I was healed of the autoimmune stuff was not the day that I felt relief from some of the symptoms, but there was a day that I had a couple weeks prior where I got on my face before God, which is honestly, as a worship leader, one of my favorite things to do. I don't share this with everybody, but I try once a week to literally get on my face before the Lord and just be in his presence and allow the Holy Spirit to bring up anything that needs to be brought up, especially in a busy season, even if it's an hour.
Wow.
But I got on my face and I let every disappointment out of my entire life. I got completely honest and I just let all of my disappointment out, all of my hope deferred out. And I think that I released something in that moment. And if there's anything that I would look back on and feel like, oh, maybe that was a delay or something, that was such a shift for me in my life, because I think I had to forgive God. I had to forgive myself. Forgiveness is such a huge thing, I think, just in our walk with God. And, you know, if anything blocks us, not from healing or stuff like that, but just the intimacy with God, I think forgiveness is something every day that is a practice that I need to do with the Lord. But yeah, I don't know, that day just really stands out to me more. And I should probably share about that day more than I should share about the day that I was actually, you know, saw some relief. But yeah, there's so many layers, and that's just my story, you know.
Like
your story, everybody's healing story is so, it's so tailor made, because that's just who he is.
Wow. That's a really big thing, because I think when we follow God because of the things that we want from him, it can be, and it's so easy. And I think it's just human nature, right? Because when we come into like the presence of God and we first meet him, it's like, okay, like I want everything you have for me. And it could start out such good intention, and it can stay such good intention, but then it can become so focused on what it is that we need from God. And so I think that's so powerful that you say that, because it kind of takes, I don't know, maybe the pressure off of like, God, I need you to heal me. And then it's more just like, okay, God, I just want to be with you, and I just want to be in your presence. And I think we forget how healing that alone is. Like, and like you said, you know, God wants us healed. Like, that's his heart for everyone to be healed of emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, like all of these kinds of hurts and pains that we have. But we can get so caught up in like, okay, God, when? Okay, like I'm here. I'm going to like do what you asked me to do. And I'm being obedient, and I'm loving people. Like, okay. Like, I'm still trying to do this with a good heart. You know what I mean? And it can just, for me, it's so often it's just been like, okay, maybe, okay, I'm going to come here and today is going to be the day. But that's just so powerful, because it's, again, it's that simple word that we all say all the time, but it's like relationship. And it can be so cheesy when we talk about like, it's just a relationship with God, you know? But that's huge too, to like release all of that stuff. Cause I do think we forget how much of that we harbor in our hearts, the unforgiveness and the disappointment and even just the questions and stuff. Yeah. How have you, and maybe you're still in this process, so I get it. I think a lot of times I've identified, especially in the last year, so I've battled for about 7-8 years with specific stuff. It's really easy for my identity to be somebody who struggled with chronic illness rather than like a child of God, you know? And I actually have had fear. Maybe fear is not the right word, but as I've started to feel certain things becoming healed, I'm like, okay, now, oh, my identity isn't this. So.
We're just talking about everything today. We're hitting all of the major.
I think I'm interviewing you selfishly for wisdom from myself.
I love it. It's good for me, too. Like, man. Oh, like these questions hurt a little bit.
Sorry, answer as you need to. I know
I'm giving you I feel like I'm giving you the raw, unfiltered thoughts today, which I love. There are just a couple things that stand out to me that I'm like, I wish I could have this conversation with everybody about healing. And I feel like we're talking about all of them today, which is so cool. But you know, it's one of the reasons why I don't share specifically what I walked through.
Yeah.
For over two decades, I had things spoken over me that were very real.
Yeah.
In life and in the natural. Mm-hmm. And they were things that I had accepted over mm-hmm. myself and over my family. Mm-hmm. And I personally, from the Lord, felt him tell me that I needed to come out of agreement with those things spoken over me. And, wow. you know, just coming back to like deliverance prayer, really, yeah. and declarative prayer again. I really felt him say, I need you to come out of the agreement with these things that have been spoken wow. over you and over your family.
Wow.
And what you're confessing with your mouth, again, like not a name it and claim it thing, but what you're confessing with your mouth is so important.
Yeah.
You know, out of the, I'm getting all my scriptures mixed up today.
No, you're good.
out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's on my list this year to like really make sure that I'm getting all of my scriptures right, because I feel like they're always the sky version of what they
I
are.
Get you.
but there was a really big shift in my life when I started doing that, and I had been that person of again carrying around that trauma. This is what I've been through, and almost. Not a pride, but just an identity of I've overcome a lot. I have been through a lot. Like I deserve to be an empathetic person who, you know, has seen a lot of things and can sit down and like have a conversation with someone who's walking through something really hard and really understand what they're going through. And God was like, what are you doing? Like this is, he didn't say that. That was me. But he very lovingly was hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like this is not my best for you. And you need to step out of that identity and step into my healing.
Wow.
Because you're holding on to this version of yourself that is not my best for you.
Wow.
And it was really gentle.
Yeah.
And he always tells us that when we're ready to hear it. But I mean, isn't that what really, really healing is? Like, just stepping into deeper intimacy with God and
being
our whole and healed version. Because, you know, one thing that I've been learning lately is that when we get saved, it's not just about going to heaven. Like, I mean,
right.
He really does have fullness of life and abundance of life on this side of eternity for us.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that we won't face things. And that's why forgiveness and confession and constantly walking in healing is so important, because we live in a broken world and we're going to face these things over and over again. And we are in a battle.
Yeah.
You know, I've been reading about just David the last couple of weeks, and he woke up every single day to a battle almost. I mean, he was a man of war. And, you know, I think about that as a worship leader and just as a human, that I'm in this battle, but I can have this peace and I can walk in him. But it requires me walking every day with God. And there are things that are going to come after my heart. And I have to be so, you know, proactive in staying close to God and not letting my heart, especially as a worship leader, not letting my heart become hard. That is something that is so important. And I mean, you can understand this living in a city where there's a music industry and a film industry and industry in general. You know, being someone in ministry, like not letting your heart become hard. And keeping, Michael would always say this, like, keep the main thing the main thing. Like, don't take your eye off the ball.
Yeah.
Jesus is the center.
Yeah.
And it's about him, and it's for his glory, not yours. Mm-hmm. Like, your healing is for his glory.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm just always trying to learn how to walk in that. And and things come for us. Things come for the people that you love. And I don't know, you just stay close and walk it out every day with him. But that's something Blaine and I have been praying over our family. Like, there's abundant life. And I don't want to just be like waiting for heaven to come, which is such a challenge to my humanness of, okay, this is just something that I'm going to deal with. I mean, I think about like Abraham in the Bible and having the promise of a child and waiting your entire life.
Right.
And they were so joyful before the Lord. Mm. Like, I don't know if I would be that joyful at that age. You know, like, how does one do that?
Yeah,
that's something that I'm trying to learn right now, you know, just... Mm. There's no promise greater than my intimacy with God. And I don't want to have any idols that stand in the way, but I also don't want to set up any altars to things in my life that by the blood of Jesus are not supposed to be there. Wow. And sickness is not one of them.
Wow.
And so how can I learn to pray for not only for myself, but for others? Like, how can I get my eyes off of myself every single day and look around and see people that need freedom, you know, just like I did, just like I do every day. But
that's really good. Don't build altars on things that God didn't tell you to. That's really good. That's really good. Yeah.
That's not my quote. I don't know. That's from someone. I'm not sure who it's from. But.
Yeah. No, that's really good. That's so interesting. I remember at one point I was like, I think I had in my Instagram bio something about like struggling with chronic illness or something. And I remember like God being like, take that down. Like, that does not need to be on there. But I think for me, even some of it was like, well, I need people to know why. Yeah. Like why I'm not still in the industry like I was. I don't want people to think I just didn't make it because I wasn't good enough. It was like, you know, like all of these just like crazy thoughts that you go through. You talked about, I love this. You were saying when you moved to Nashville and you're like getting, get back into the industry, you were telling God, I need to be healed. And when you were talking about that, I feel like it was a little kind of like in Moses when he's like, okay, God, like, can you at least spare, like, you know, I don't have any authority to ask you this, but can you at least spare, you know, 10 people or something? And I think that made me think of that because I think we also forget, when God has promised us things, like, we have the authority to be like, it's like you said this, I'm ready. Like that, like we have this authority, like we are seated in heavenly places with God. And so it's like, while we're not begging God for healing, we have access to it. And I think because we are not just physical beings, like we are spiritual beings living in physical bodies, like we have the mind of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit that lives and functions through us. It's not like this, hey God, I'm ready for you to pay in full. Like, not that attitude, and not even like a, I deserve this, as like, not even any of that. But it's just when you were talking about that, I was like, wow, there's a level of faith that we have been given access to by the Holy Spirit to come into agreement and said, you have called me healed. And so I'm agreeing with you. I'm healed. And so if you could only, if you could spare, you know, 10 people, if you want me to do this, I like, you know what I mean? And it's not bargaining, and it's not, I didn't get that from what you were saying.
Right.
It's not this, like, can you do this? I'm gonna do this, God. And once you do this, I'll do this. But it was just, I don't know. There's like this amount of faith that I feel like I heard from you as you were saying that, which kind of
is contending.
Contending. That's good.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I'm a lover of prayer. I think intercession before anything in my life, even before singing, is probably just my first love.
Mm.
And, you know, I think just, I find it really interesting to get close to the Lord and learn about how are we supposed to be praying, and not just for me, but for other people, and what does that look like? And their contending prayer is such a huge, huge thing, and learning how to walk that out with faith can really shift your life, you know?
Right. Yeah, because when you think about it, like, Moses wasn't just, like, he had that time with God and that intimacy with God. And so I think that's what gave him the boldness even to say, hey, at least, you know, right? And so I think if he had not been in this position where he had encountered God in such incredible ways, then maybe he wouldn't quite have had the faith to contend like he did. And so, yeah, that's a really good thing. I love that. I definitely want to ask you to just maybe pray at the end of this for those maybe who are contending for healing and that. But I just wanted to, if there's anything you would just feel on your heart to share with someone who's listening, who's either battling something chronic or, I mean, we're all battling something. To be a human means that we are walking through something. But just any, little nuggets of wisdom or anything for someone who might be kind of be in one of those positions right now.
Yeah. I love that you brought up the naming thing. Mm-hmm. And I do really just feel like that's so huge. I'm just coming out of agreement with any label that we've put on ourselves or that doctors have put on us or parents or, you know, anybody. I mean, it's just a really powerful thing to agree with the name that God has put on us, and that's healed and whole. And, you know, maybe that's an instant thing. Maybe that's a journey, like it was for me several times in my life. But I think this space that you've opened up is really beautiful, and your story is really beautiful, and just the season that you're walking in. And I don't know. I loved everything we talked about today. I feel like this is really special and just very timely. And also just this song that, you know, was kind of the reason that this was not even a promotional moment.
No, I know, but it was the how we met.
Yes, but I feel like I just thought of it right now because there are a couple of things in that song that I think someone could hear and just be like, oh, okay, and let it pass over them. Mm. But, you know, that song is so declaring of I am healed in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Like sickness go, darkness leave, all of that. And then on the bridge, when it talks about like a miracle season, you know, a lot of that could be really, if you've been around the church or been raised in the church, a lot of those statements could be really Christianese and, you know, things that we've heard. But in the writing of that song, basically what happened is that I had been journaling just different ideas for months or years. I don't even know how long. Wow. And our friend Mitch, who helped, you know, with Bernice and Kyle and Roosevelt in the writing process, I basically just showed them all my ideas, and Mitch, like a puzzle piece, just put it all together.
Amazing.
And those are just really, again, going back to God, what are you asking me to pray specifically in this season? And all of those statements were that thing. And I think if I could sit down and have coffee with anyone who is walking through a healing journey, it would just be to pray that the Lord would highlight scripture and testimonies and just people's stories that you can see yourself in, and promises that you can hold on to, that he's asking you to pray in this season. And then start declaring them over yourself. I love the word confessing. I think that's so much more powerful. Like, start confessing them over yourself. Like, God, I know that I'm facing this in the natural, but I know that you are bigger. I know, you know, just insert the verse that he speaks over your life. That's one of my favorite things to pray anytime I'm going through stuff is, God, please highlight a verse.
I love that.
And when I say that, like, just our spirits recognize truth. Like you said, we're spirits and souls and physical bodies, but God, just highlight for me a promise that I'm supposed to be holding on to right now. He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah. I love that.
So yeah, I don't know that you guys, your church, your team, that song is so special and so sweet for me. And it's not even about me. It's just healing. We wouldn't get anywhere without each other, you know?
Right.
We would not keep moving. And and for this message to be released in this season, especially as coming out of a pandemic, like there's a lot of healing that needs to happen.
Yep.
And that is going to happen.
Absolutely.
And it's just sweet to see what God is doing on this earth.
Yeah.
On this side of heaven, because he is coming for his kids. And he has a lot of love to pour out. And that's the most important thing. Like, we're just supposed to be love in this time. And there's a lot of people that need love.
Yeah. Ugh. It's so true. That's so good. Man. Thank you so much. I love
thank
that.
You.
You just have such wisdom and such good insight. And to close, do you mind just kind of praying? And I don't always have people pray, but I just for those maybe who are contending for healing right now in different areas.
Yeah.
And just whatever else.
I love to pray. Okay. Yeah. Okay. God, thank you so much for this conversation. Thank you for this space. Thank you for every person listening.
Yeah,
I just pray a blessing over every ear that's hearing this right now, God, every heart. I just pray that even as we are talking, and I know we're recording this today and it's going to go out at a later time, but that you're just going before and softening people's hearts even before they turned this on today, God. That I just pray that you would lead people to this conversation, not for our sake, Lord, but just for them encountering the love of God, just like those experiences that I had with you, Lord, that that maybe this conversation would just be a powerful place of them meeting with your Holy Spirit today, Lord, and that they would be drawn to open this on their phone or computer or click on it and listen to it. And, and I don't know, even share it with some people that they know need healing and, need inner healing, God. So I pray for people's hearts right now, Lord. I just, I feel led for anybody who's listening, God, that if anyone needs to come out of agreement with lies or labels or things that have been spoken over them, maybe it's been them speaking it over themselves. It's been doctors, it's been parents, teachers, friends. Lord, we just come out of agreement with that in the name of Jesus. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over people's minds, their hearts, their bodies. Lord, would you just wash their thinking, renew their mind, renew their thoughts around things that maybe they have been battling their entire lives.
Yeah.
Lord, I had a thought system that was set up my entire life, Lord, and you broke through with your scripture, with your word, and with your spirit, and you tore that down, God. So I just pray that you break through those walls. Yeah. I pray that you would give the people listening just a love for the word of God and an appetite for the word of God, Lord, that when they read it, that it would be sweet like honey to them, God, and it would come alive, maybe even for the first time, and that it would just wash their minds, wash their hearts, wash their spirits, Lord, and you would bring healing,
Lord.
And you would highlight places of forgiveness that people maybe need to walk in again for the first time, maybe. I know that when I let go of things, some of them I was letting go of for the first time in my entire life. And so would you just highlight those things that they need to walk in forgiveness, God? That I just bless.
Yeah.
I bless people's physical bodies. I bless their hearts, bless their lives. And I thank you that you have abundant living for us, Lord, on this side of eternity, and that we can walk in freedom, not only in freedom that we've been set free and are going to heaven, God, but that we can walk in freedom on this side of eternity in our bodies, in our finances, in our families, just in everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would teach us how to love people through it all, and that that is the most important call on our lives, God.
Yeah.
If we had nothing else, let us be known as a people of love. So
yes,
I pray that we stick close to you and that nothing would ever get in the way. And bless Whitney, sweet Whitney, and just all that she is doing right now, God. I just pray favor on her life and abundance on her life. And we just pray, we plead the blood of Jesus over her body. And we thank you for the healing that you are bringing inside and out in her life, and that you have a ministry for her to love on those people that are around her who need it, and that who need her voice and her message, because no one else has her story and no one else can testify to your faithfulness like she can, in the way that she can. So
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing in her life. We love you.
Yes.
It's in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray. Amen.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.